everyone. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to From Trigger to Transform podcast. I am your host and transformational coach, Della Major. This podcast is a podcast for Christian leaders who experience a life-altering event and you're looking for a safe place and a safe space where you can be able to be empowered, to be encouraged, and to be inspired. And on today's episode, we have something that's going to be so dynamic. I have been really waiting on this episode. I've been waiting on to be able to talk to this individual. Remember last week when I shared with you, I said that you guys didn't want to miss it. Why? Because you are in for a treat. I know that you pretty much is we've been pretty much sharing all throughout this whole week about how, as you know, Christian leaders, how we can overcome not only burnout, how we can really position ourselves back that where we are serving, that we are really taking into consideration into those techniques and those thought patterns as to, you know, we as women, how we pour out into others. But then when we think about what we are seeking for, the question always comes back, what about us? And so in today's episode, we're going to really be talking about spiritual leadership and really balancing faith in our professional responsibility. I have with me today as a very special guest, and I'm really excited because not only is she my guest, I work with her, I serve with her, and I'm learning from her. And she herself has a very dynamic podcast, and you guys will get an opportunity to hear a little bit more about that. But this is an area that where she excels at. And this is something that I know that you guys will lean from and you guys will gain some very vital information. So I don't want to take any more of her time. And I don't want to take any more of this dynamic conversation that we're about to have. So I want to introduce to you to some Tatum. Tatum, please pronounce your last name because I know I will slice it up.
Iyomi K.
Iyomi K. So Ms. Tatum, Iyomi K, she is the founder and the CEO of Anchor Media, as well as she has her own podcast, which is the Blessed and Boss and podcast, Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. And I know she's going to get a little bit more into that. So Tatum, thank you for joining me on my podcast today. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. You know, I've been wanting to do this for quite a long time. And so now this is an opportunity to finally get you on, to bring you here. And so just for my audience sake, why don't you just, again, you do justice to telling the people who you are and what you're about.
Yeah. So my name is Tatum Iyomi K. I also go by Tatum Tamia, my first and middle name. And I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, which is a podcast where we teach people how to make God the CEO of their business. God gave me a revelation about 7 years ago now that he and business are not supposed to be separate. I was growing in faith and also trying to start my own business and establish myself as an entrepreneur. So I was just doing both separately. And as I was growing in my relationship with God, he just revealed to me that these are not separate journeys. I came across Jeremiah 1:5 as I was reading the Bible. And it says, of course, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I just kept thinking about that first part of it. I'm like, man, he knew me. And I'm like, so God, you know these desires I have to be an entrepreneur. You know this desire that I have to be successful and all of that. Like, how come? Because I've been to a lot of school. And so I'm like, how come in my programs it's always, no, you keep faith and you keep business separate. When you go in a professional world, you don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. And so I was conditioned and trained to keep those things separately. But the Lord revealed to me that that's not the case, that those desires that I have in my heart for the marketplace are still relevant. He still cares about them and he can still use me in that space. And on that, as I was going through that journey, I already had a podcast, but then I switched it over and we could talk about that. But the podcast changed over to Blessed and Bossed Up. And he really just has me on his journey of teaching that faith and business are not supposed to be separate and really giving people strategy on what that looks like and how to live that out. As far as my business goes, I am the owner of Anchored Media. We are a podcast agency, and so we do marketing, management, and development of podcasts. And I also own Anchored Media Studios, which is a branch of Anchored Media, where it's a physical location in Laurel, Maryland, where it is a co-working space and a content studio. So people come here to record their shows. They come to work and hang out, and it's just... God has blessed me tremendously. And so I'm happy to be here. I cannot wait for us to get into this conversation. Yeah. And I know the audience is going to be blessed.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm so excited because that's how I found you, because I was looking to get into the podcast space and you had the podcast retreat. And from there, it's just been nothing but a wonderful partnership. But when I'm thinking about leadership and spiritual leadership, can you share with me what does it mean truly to incorporate faith into your leadership responsibilities, and why do you think that's important for you and at this season and the time of your businesses?
Well, when I think about it, one of my favorite scriptures is in John 15, where he says, "You abide in me and I in you, and you'll bear much fruit, and I'll prune you so you can bear even more fruit." So when I think about the things that I want to produce in the world and the things that I want to create, I know that, and the word says, apart from me, you can do nothing. And so I know that I have to do it with God. And that's why my businesses are all called Anchored in some type of way, because the Lord created me. Like I said before, all the desires in my heart, he created them. Everything that I want to do and have a desire to, he placed that stuff in my flesh. He placed those things, you know, inside of me. And it is my belief that as long as I'm anchored and rooted in him, then I will be able to not only accomplish whatever I want to accomplish, but it'll be something that's pleasing in his sight. And so that's my mindset, is that no matter what role I have or hat I wear or whatever, my number one job is to serve the Lord. Like, I am his servant. Mm-hmm. And whatever comes from that is great, but at the root of it, I am his servant. So as a leader, my faith is a non-negotiable, because what am I doing if it's apart from God? Anything that I'm doing that doesn't incorporate him, I'm working for the enemy. And so I have to make sure that I am rooted in him. It's that faith aspect truly is a non-negotiable. And that's what I try to teach people, because I think that sometimes we can create stuff and then ask God to bless it, or we'll do things for him, not realizing that we're supposed to do things with him. And so for me, everything that is done, it has to be done with God. The foundation of it all is prayer, is fasting, is studying the word, is meditating on the word day and night, is staying in constant submission to the Holy Spirit. It's constantly welcoming the Spirit to move me in whatever it is that I'm doing, whether it's business, personal, whatever. I don't look at them as separate, because they're all a part of me and who God created me to be and what he created me to do. So that foundation of faith is everything. It's a non-negotiable.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, as you heard me at the beginning of the show, I said that this podcast is for, you know, we have women, and I know that there's a few men that might be listening as well. But when you have a life-altering event, you know, those challenges can tend to affect you in multiple ways, even not only spiritually, mentally, but also professionally. And so I myself, as a woman leader, a Christian leader, and I did find myself, you know, having those challenges of like really getting back into the game, getting back into the swing of things. Is there a story or something that you can share where that you maybe at one point in time had those challenges and you trying to like redefine and get yourself back into what you know God had called you to do?
I've had that moment, I would say, multiple times. I'll give you the first one and I'll give you the most recent. So the first one, as I told you guys, I was growing in faith while also building a business. And those two worlds collided as I was in prayer one day. And I got to the point where I was fed up with myself, right? I got saved in high school. So I was a teenager when I got saved. But when I got off to college and got into the real world, I started doing whatever it is that I wanted to do. But I always felt the presence of God. Like, I always could identify that God was with me. I just didn't have the tools to know how to overcome my flesh in mm-hmm. the environments that I was in. And I was very much so lukewarm. I had one foot in and one foot out. And so I got to the point where I was really fed up with myself, where I was like, God, I know my grandmother's prayers have gotten me to this point, but I'm going to have to take on this faith for myself and work this out on my own. So what does that look like? I'm sick. I know you don't want me to be one foot in, one foot out. You said that, you know, you want me to be either hot or cold. So me being this lukewarm ain't fitting either. So I need some help here. And the Lord really met me in that space of vulnerability. And I remember this is a moment I say where I got saved. So I got saved the first time, but I truly dedicated my life to God and meant it at this moment. It was in my prayer closet by myself. And I say, God, can you just please light a fire on the inside of me for you? Like, I'm driven. I don't have no excuses to not be pursuing you. I go after everything else I want. Like, can I be honest? So I was like, God, there's a disconnect here. So can you just light a fire on the inside of me for you? And I promise you, I won't turn back. And that was our conversation. And that's exactly what he did. And I kept my role and I didn't turn back. And that's not to say I haven't made mistakes or stumbled in any type of way. But what always plays back in my mind is you make this commitment. So you have to continue to seek the Lord no matter what this path looks like. And so in that moment, as I began that journey of learning how to read the word for myself, comprehending it, truly allowing him to transform me and renew my mind, like he said he'll do in Romans, what I began to realize is that, again, all these ambitions and things that I have, he put those things there. He called me. He set me apart. So God, let's talk about this stuff too. I know we're talking about praying and fasting. I know we're talking about the word. And I know you're cleansing me of sin and you're teaching me how to overcome temptation. But can we also talk about the fact that I want to be successful? He met me there. And so at that time, I had a business. I had a podcast. And he was interesting. And I believe him. A misconception that we all have is we think that God is going to give us this master blueprint of what it's going to look like, but that's not what happens. He gives us instructions.
That is so cool. Let's go now.
And as you obey, you get the next set of instruction. You really don't fully, in my opinion, start to see what's happening until you have said yes enough times where you can see what's starting to be built. And it was that. So I had my podcast and he said, do it by yourself. I had a co-host and I was like, okay, like, God, we just started this and my background is in marketing and things. And so I've always been good at branding. And I'm like, God, I just launched this podcast like 2 months ago. Now you want me to rebrand? And that's not a good look for me. But I was like, okay. So I told my co-host that we wouldn't be going into the new year as a duo when I was doing the show by myself. He said, okay, great. Now I need you to talk about me. And I'm like, what? I know, Lord, I am no pastor. Nobody's nothing. I'm just somebody who be in my closet reading my Bible. And this don't make sense for me to come on his microphone. It just felt premature. But with my first podcast, the premise of it was to talk about the journey of entrepreneurship, because I had felt at that time that there were a lot of people who talked about, I'm so successful, here's how to be successful like me, but there weren't enough people talking in the trenches, the day to day, the very beginning, before you reach any certain type of monetary goal. And so that same journey mindset is what he wanted me to apply, but as it related to faith. So it didn't require me to have reached some sort of, I don't know, spiritual hierarchy, but it just required me to be dedicated and be willing to communicate the difficulties and the revelations that are a part of this journey so that other people won't feel crazy when they go through it too. And so that's what happened. I started talking about him. I changed the name to Blessed and Bossed Up. My first episode, I think, was called God is My CEO, where he gave me that revelation and I introduced what this new show was going to be about. Yeah. I was petrified because I was like, God, what if people stop listening? Because the show was doing good. It wasn't like we had a handful of listeners. Like, it was really doing well. But I just had to obey. And I remember recording the episode, uploading it, closing my computer, and like leaving. I cannot look to see what the numbers are. I can't look to see if anybody DM'd us. Like, I'm just doing this in faith, and I have to run because this is terrifying. And at that time, I also had a business. And the reason why I started the podcast is because I wanted it to be a tool to give me clients in my business, right, where I was helping people with branding and marketing and business development. And at that time, when he told me to change the podcast, that was terrifying, but my business was growing and I was on a really, really good, I was a full-time entrepreneur by now. I was on a big trajectory to reach my goal. And my goal, my first goal was I want to make six figures by whatever age I was mid early 20s.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm on my way to this goal. I'm getting clients. This is working. Like, okay, I could breathe a little bit. Like, this is working. And then God said, yeah, but also shut that business down. And I was like, what?
What?
Okay. Excuse me. And I'm like, you know, God, can we talk for a second? Because every time you tell me to do something, it don't be making no sense. And it just feels like I'm going backwards in a sense. And I, from my understanding of how you operate or what I've heard over the, I didn't grow up in church, but what I've heard as I went to church enough over the years, yes, you're supposed to bless me. I feel like you just taking stuff from me and I don't like this. And so I was in that, I was, that was my honest feelings in that space. But my mindset has always been, nevertheless, not my will, let your will be done. And so my relationship with God is like that. He'll tell me to do something. Usually I'll fuss about it a little bit and then be like, nevertheless, not my will, let your will be done. And so that's what I did. I shut it down. And what happened was that led to like a year and a half of a very stressful period for me because I had no business. I wasn't working. My days were just spent doing the podcast. I may have created a couple things with that. Like I did a prayer journal. I wrote my first book. So I did things like that, but I wasn't, there was no business. And somebody like me, I love business. I love the strategy behind it and building things and all of that. So just doing these products were not fulfilling to me.
Right.
And I was just, it was stressful. And then at that time I had also recently got engaged. So I was about to get married. I'm going through counseling, premarital counseling. I'm going through counseling as an individual. I'm going through this transformation with God. And I just felt vulnerable and weak for a very long time. And it wasn't until, so that was about a year and a half process. But during that time, in addition to just working on a couple of things and business wise, I would spend my days in my word. I would spend my days fasting. At that time, God told me to fast one day a week for a year. So for a whole year, every Monday I fasted. He gave me other instructions during that time. And he gave me just bits and pieces of things business wise of what's to come, but nothing made sense and nothing ever, he never gave me the green light to move forward or anything. Mm-hmm. So everything was essentially just notes in my journal. And after about a year and a half of that, I was fasting with a friend. She was believing in God for some things in her business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm that friend that'll be like, okay, so what we doing? We praying, we fasting, like what's up? And that's what I said to her. And we went on a fast. And we prayed together and God answered her prayer, but he also gave me a download with business and just gave me the whole blueprint of Anchored Media and all of the things, the little notes that I had over the last year and a half in my prayer journal were starting to now come together in a way that made sense. So it was about 3 or 4 pages of everything written out. And I was like, God, this is good.
Wow.
And I said, in my question, I believe in asking God follow-up questions because I believe that not only do we have to go forward with what he's calling us to do, but we have to go forward in the right timing. And so I said, all right, God, before I get too excited, because I don't want to get ahead of you, is when are we doing this? Mm-hmm, and he said, go. I said, say less. Within like, that was maybe May. Within that time period of May to, I want to say December, I had introduced my retreat, sold out within a couple of hours. I added a date that sold out within a couple of days. I got about 5 or 6 sponsors for my podcast. And this, at this point, the podcast wasn't monetized yet. So I had a new podcast partnership that was bringing me all of these different sponsors. I, at that time, was getting ready to go on tour. the Lord told me to go on tour in faith for the podcast. And I didn't have the money. I'm signing contracts in these different cities for hotels, for events. I didn't have the money for. I'm like, Lord, I literally can go to jail and be in somebody's courthouse in faith with what you're telling me to do. But I did it anyway. And the Lord provided. And he just allowed me to start this business and gave me the blueprint for this business that has changed my life, for one. And it's also changed the lives of so many people over the last, that was in 2019. So over the last maybe 5 years or so, I've helped over 150 Christian podcasts grow their platforms. I've helped so many people start businesses. My podcast continues to grow and impact people globally. So he genuinely changed my life in a season. And in that season was felt like a setback. It was something that really set me up for success. So that was the first one. So let me know if you want me to answer something else about the first one.
You know, I got this, you know, what you, what, just by what you share, you know, is I know that there's a person that's listening on this podcast right now, you know, that's thinking that everything that they're going through, they're hearing God, and then at the same time, they might be even questioning, they might be doubting, because how you go from seeing something successful to the point putting yourself into stress. Who does that? Nobody would technically do that. But what I loved about what you shared with this story was the comeback. You know, that even though your circumstances, your situations might look dire, and whatever it is, whether it's business, whether it's personal, whether it's health related, whatever it might be, with God, all things do work together for your good. And that's what we're trying to inspire. We're trying to empower here with From Trigger to Transform podcast, is to let people know that regardless of your current situation, you still have something to offer. And with God on your side, there is nothing impossible that you can't do and you can't overcome. Because, you know, I do recall, and this is one of my favorite scriptures in Ephesians chapter 3, where it said he does exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. And that's what I just heard you say. You know, you thought you was at one level, but not only do you have double, you got Anchor Media, you got Anchor Media Studio, you know, and you got Blessed All Star Podcast. You do, you're doing so many multiple things that you couldn't even imagine if you would have just not been obedient. And I'm thankful that you did, because that's how I got connected with you. I want to, as we're tapping into, coming down to our final segment here on the podcast. Again, ladies and gentlemen who might be watching, you are now listening to From Trigger to Transform podcast. And I'm here with my very special guest, Tatum Tamia. And I am just really, who is the CEO and founder of not only Anchor Media, but Anchor Media Studios, as well as the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. And we're talking today about spiritual leadership and balancing faith and our professional responsibility. When you hear that, Tatum, can you give me a little insight? What comes to your mind when we talk about balancing faith and our professional responsibility?
You know, I have an interesting relationship with this word balance. Because by definition, in order for something to be balanced, you have to level out the weight. And so if you think about even like the justice symbol, right, where it's like one hand is up, one hand is down. In order for something to be balanced, you have to evenly distribute weight.
Ready to take your first step towards transformation? Click on the link in the show description to schedule a discovery call with me, Coach Della Major, today. Together, we will uncover strategies that will empower you to thrive no matter what life throws your way. Right.
My professional life and my faith are not equal. right? I am a servant of God. Now, whatever comes from that professionally, personally, etc., can be an extension, but it's, I'm anchored in that same thing. I'm his creation. I am a servant of him. Now I understand though, where the balance does come in, where it's like, okay, if I'm in a specific setting where I can't be as free with my faith based upon maybe the rules or just the, mm-hmm. the, like, let's say if you're in a school system or right. if you are, let's say, in the legal system, there are certain industries and professions where you can't just be out there like Jesus said, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. They're going to be like in the courtroom, right. ma'am, yes. stick to the facts, right? Yes. So right. I understand that aspect. However, if through being anchored in Christ, he will begin to show you how to navigate that, right? We have the gift, the so, in my opinion, underutilized gift of the Holy Spirit that is our guide, our advocate, our intercessor, where he will let us know exactly how we need to approach things professionally. He'll let us know how we need to do things. So even for me, a lot of times if I'm in a setting and let's say God's, if I'm in a setting where I can't fully be vocal about the Lord and Holy Spirit says, hey, tell this person this. Instead of me saying, Holy Spirit right. said, I just tell them whatever it is that he said, you know, so it, he will let us know how we need to approach professionalism. Another thing, so for me with Anchored Media Studios, it's not necessarily an overtly like Christian space to where it's like we don't mm-hmm. have scriptures on the walls or we don't have anything like that. It's a physical building. But mm-hmm. I show people Christ by how I treat them. So anytime somebody leaves a review or they come into this space, they feel the love of God. They are like, wow, you're going above and beyond. You're doing all of these things. Yes, that's how I'm representing Christ, by how I treat you, by loving you, by doing more than I have to. And even with that, we've had a lot of people who will come in and they're like, man, it just feels peaceful in here. Yeah, because these walls was all down before they were painted. Like, before you came in here, I had anointed everything in this place. Well, we pray constantly for this space. So when you're coming in, you're experiencing God. You may not be able to articulate it if you're not a believer, but you're experiencing God. And if the Lord wants to use me in any other type of way, then we can do that too. And so I think it's important for people not to mentally or not to compartmentalize God right. or compartmentalize the roles that he allows us to in because he will show you how to navigate it. So tying it into the second time, the Lord just truly sat me down in a sense, whereas more recently, I just had my second son he's about 7 or 8 months now. And I was in this space where I'm like, okay, God, and in my mind, so naive, I thought I had to figure it out. So when I had my first son, he's 3 now, it was an adjustment because I'm a first time mom. I had health challenges after having him. So I'm trying to recover physically while also adjusting to motherhood and, you know, doing that with business and all of that. And that was a tough season trying to figure that out. But once I got that down and I came up with a strategy that worked for my family, once we decided that we wanted to expand our family further, I thought that that would be transferable to the new baby.
Okay.
No, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. And at this time in my business, the stakes were higher. When shut my business down the first time, it was just me, right? I'm an online entrepreneur.
Right.
So my overhead costs are minimal. It's just me. I don't have staff or anything like that. Right. When my second son was born, I had 2 full-time employees. I'm paying health insurance. I have the studio, which is a physical building with a mortgage with bills and all of these different things. The stakes were so much higher. I have clients. I have all of these different things that the stakes are simply just higher. And it was a big, it was a point of frustration where the system wasn't working with my second son. So of course I'm going back to God, like, Lord, what's up? What's going on? He's like, I need you to slow down. God, how do you need me to slow down and pull back when you've allowed me to build something so great? And so he was like, you know, let's start doing some layoffs. What? So how can I get into this? How can you let me get into this position where you told me to hire these people? You told me to be in this position. These people are looking at me as a Christian entrepreneur that follows the Lord and looking at this as inspiration. That, like, not only is this a job, but this is inspiration about what God can do when you trust him. So what, how does that make me look if I start laying folks off and all of that? That was pride. That was pride. That was 100% pride. And in that season, God showed me myself. He's like, what? How does it look? We talk about you or we talk about me? So I had to start making some layoffs. And I was in a position where it was tough even financially. So these were the best decisions. And the source of my stress too was just how costly a lot of things were, even in this economy and everything that was going on. I'm like, I was very, very stressed. And God was like, yeah, do some layoffs. Did the layoff. Man, I cried. So my husband and I worked together. And I was like, you have to do it. So I got on and I was on the call, and both times I cried. And I couldn't even speak. I was so just broken. Wow. And it just hurt. But I'm like, all right, God, nevertheless, you know, because my mindset, I don't mind putting in no work. All right, you know, it's tight. I'm an entrepreneur. We're going to make more money then.
Right.
But that would have done nothing but continue to exacerbate the issue and continue to push me out of season.
Right.
Because it's not a season to do more.
He
put me in a season to do less.
Wow.
So I have to make everything that I'm doing fit his plan, his way, his seasons. And even if that doesn't make sense to me, even if it hurts me, even if I'm frustrated by it. So I was obedient nonetheless, did the layoffs. Even with clients, he said, yep, stop taking new clients. God, what? Stop taking new clients. This is the bread and butter. What is going on? Nevertheless, I stopped taking new clients. I let all of my, contracts expire. I kept five clients that the Lord say, hold on to these five. And that's it. And I was at like 20. And so I'm like, okay, I'm holding on to the five. And just kept giving me instructions. I need you to slow down. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And I just was obedient. It was maybe the end of the year. I am planning for 2024. And I have this studio, I have Anchor Media and all of these things. And I'm like, okay, God, what are we doing? I understand the season is to slow down, but what are we doing? And he was like, just do. And I have a concept that I teach about having a business meeting with God. So I had a business meeting with God for each business. So when I'm sitting down looking at the Anchor Media side, and I put down on my whiteboard everything that he has me doing, and I put down everything that I am okay to do and removed everything that I'm supposed to stop doing. Based upon that plan and the projections financially based upon that plan, I would be netting more money than I was before and working half the time, if not more than that.
God.
And I was like, what? I called one of my friends. I was like, I feel so foolish because I've been wrestling and crying my eyes out to God about this season that he has me in. But when I sit down and look at, and these aren't numbers I'm making up. These are projections based upon actual contracts, actual sponsors, actual things. And if I not doing anything else beyond what he said would be able to pocket net more money than I have in the last few years. And I can sit at home with my baby during the day and could still work and do the things, but I have the freedom to just enjoy and slow down and serve my home in a different way and not be in grind mode and just really walk into a level of freedom and a pace that is new.
Wow.
But man, so freeing. And so that was the second time that he really shook things for me. And now I'm in a season where I am just seeing the result of that. He even showed me how to switch some things up with the business. And Man, I'm just grateful. But that was another time where he sat me down and had me on a faith journey. And when the dust settled and I really looked at what was left, it was more than I could have even imagined.
You know what? Just hearing that testimony, especially the one you just had, when it's you just can't be God's direction or his giving. You can't outmaneuver. He knows. He is truly the potter and we're the clay. He is the master designer. He's the architect of our life. And all we need to do is really trust in him. None of us would want to have a life-changing event, because we know with any life-changing event, it's hard. You know, overcoming it and just dealing with that. But the fact that when you come out better than you were before, that's an equation that just don't add up. You know, I'm just sitting there, I'm looking at our time, and this has truly been, I could just go on with you on a whole nother session. But I just want you, as we are winding down and as we are getting ready to close out the show, can you at least offer maybe two tips to our listening audience on balancing faith and really your professional responsibilities, really as it relates to a spiritual leader, just two tips that they can take away as it relates to our topic today?
The first thing I would say is eliminate all expectations. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God is a master strategist, such a creative creator. I mean, you can just go outside and take a walk and look at the flowers, look at the sky, sometimes if I'm driving, I just look around, or if I'm going for a walk, I'll just look at a flower. And it seems silly, but if you just look at the details of things and how strategic and specific God is, and having children really brought this up to me more, because I'm like, man, as I'm going to my doctor's appointments and they telling me what's going on in my body, I'm like, dang, God, you really figure all of this out. Like, it's so beautiful to sit and think about how strategic he is.
Yeah.
And I say eliminate expectations, because that's a way that pride can creep in, and the enemy can use that to keep us stuck and keep us bound. Like, God, don't put God in a box.
That's it.
I feel like if you go through this journey with an open heart of, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I'm going to just trust him. That level of optimism, the level of intentionality to just see and hear exactly what he's doing versus what you may want him to do. And you will truly be blessed, not only by the end result, but by the process as well. And also, expectations open the door for your feelings to creep in. And your feelings, man, you know, the Bible tells us to be sober and vigilant, but I believe that applies as well to our feelings and our emotions. Yeah. Because if we can just tame our emotions enough to truly be able to hear and see God, man, if once we allow them to take over, I feel like we miss so much. So the first thing would definitely be to eliminate expectations. Mm-hmm. The second tip that I would give is to prioritize your relationship with God and spend time with him consistently. Spend time reading and meditating on the word. The Bible tells us in Joshua, meditate on the book and instruction day and night, only then, and do what it says. Do what it says. That's in there too. Only then will you be successful in all that you do. So that is a blueprint, period. The Bible has there. We may have modern problems, but the root is the same thing that we have instruction for in the word. That is, there is nothing that we go through today that we do not have a solution for in the word. And even if you need it specified to your situation, we have the Holy Spirit who would do that for us. So just stay in the word, spend constant time with God. And within that, eliminating noise, stuff like social media. And I think as someone who has a marketing background, I can see this even more, to where there are like a handful of media conglomerates that control 90% of what we see and what we hear.
So true.
So, And in marketing, there's a rule of, I want to say, seven, where if somebody sees something seven or so times, they're more likely to opt in or buy or whatever. So we're constantly being bombarded with messaging. Soon as you open your phone, not only do you see those that you're following, what they're putting out, but you see the ad that came in mm-hmm. between that, and then you mm-hmm. see something else, and then the phone done put a cookie on there. So now once you on the website somewhere else, the same couch you've seen on Instagram is now on whatever website you are looking on. So we're like constantly being targeted. Constantly, whether you listen to the radio, whether you're driving down the street, whether you're on social media, whether you're watching TV, you're constantly being targeted. When you get on YouTube, even though you're watching your church's sermon, something else gonna pop up. It's just this digital world, it can be so noisy. And I feel like we underestimate how that makes us perceive God as being quiet when he's not. You just can't hear him. You've made your life too loud.
All that noise and that distraction. Right. Yeah.
And that's not even taking into account internal distractions, the mm-hmm. doubt, the stress you may feel, let's say the finances, or you may feel like time is of the essence. So you have internal stress, internal conflict. The Bible even tells us that the spirit and the flesh are constantly at war. And there's a reason for that, so that you don't do whatever you want. So God has created an internal conflict within us to keep us on the right path. So we already know there's conflict going on internally. And then you dealing with that and all the other stuff. It is loud.
It is loud.
You know what?
It is so loud. And you know what, you just, every both of those tips, I want you guys to really hear what she's saying, because I'm telling you, we experience this every day, and I know that we can definitely connect. So before we get in our show, I want them to be able to know how to connect to you, or just if they want information. If you are, I know you just mentioned in there that you was not, but if they just want to get some information pertaining to you, your podcast, even your society, why don't you share real briefly how people can get contact with you?
Yeah, so of course, listen to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, available on all podcast platforms. We have shows that come out twice a week. That's really how you can find out anything that I have going on. I'm pride myself in trying to not be on social media like that. I just want to enjoy my family and the things that God has blessed me with. But definitely listen to the podcast. You can go to anchoredmedia.com to see what we have going on with podcasting, whether it's a course or something like that. And then you can also go to anchoredmediastudios.com if you are looking for a place to rent for an event, to work, or to record your content. We're available too for those who are in the DMV area.
Thank you for sharing that. Well, again, I want to thank you, Tatum, for joining me as one of my guests on this show. And I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of From Trigger to Transform podcast with Coach Della Major. Look, I'm so excited about what we're going to be doing in this season, in this podcast. And not only that, but so many other episodes that is about to come. So you want to make sure, if you haven't already done so, definitely go over into the show description, show notes, and click on that subscribe button. But if you have not been following me on any of my social media platforms, definitely do so. You can go to Facebook and look up Coach Della May Major, or you can find me and search me out on Instagram as I Am Della Major. You can also find me on my website, which is www.youcanliveandliveisspelled.com. And so with that being said, I want to thank you for joining me. I hope to see you again on next week for another episode of From Trigger to Transform podcast. And thank you, Tatum. Thank you. I'm so
thank
glad
you for having me.
All right. Yep. God bless everyone.
Bye.